you first, well, what years were you at Florida Institute of Technology?
1976 through 79.
Okay, yeah. And you came out in 79, and the industry is doing pretty well. What was the job prospects? Was it easy to find work? Or?
You know what? Quite frankly, one of the reasons why I got the job in the oil business was because my wife-to-be, who we got married in 79, she happened to know the vice president of operations of Zapata Marine Services.
Okay.
And and she said, give this guy a call. So
right.
I called him up, and they immediately hired me right away.
If it weren't for a connection like that, would it have been difficult to find work?
Probably so, because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah,
I was clueless about how to get into the American Merchant Marine. I think probably what I would have done, I probably would have gone MSC, Military Sealift Command.
Mm-hmm.
But that would have been the easiest way to do it, because I did have a little bit of a military background.
Right.
So that's probably what would have happened. But it didn't. I chose the oil industry, and that's how I got into the business.
So what was your first trip out like?
Oh, it was amazing.
Where was it to?
It was in Galveston, Texas. And my first day on the job, this old-timer comes up to me and goes, you want to go to sea, huh? This is what you want to do, huh? Well, I'll tell you, this is what you got to do. He took me into his stateroom, and in his stateroom he had two massive bottles of whiskey on his desk. He says, you want to drink? This is what you got to do to be a merchant seaman. But he only lasted like 3 days, and he tripped between a watertight door and hurt himself. I never saw him again. But that was my start, you know, a guy telling me, you know, you got to have 5 gallons of whiskey on your desk to work in the Merchant Marine. Quite frankly, the Merchant Marine is, maritime industry is a hard life. It's a hard, lonely life. And some people compensate by drinking or whatever, you know. So fortunately, I never had a problem with that, so it wasn't a big deal, but it's a hard life.